Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your motherfucking boy, Ayo. And right now, you're about to tune into the craziest chicks on internet radio. The Monica and D-Money, hosts of Wicked Promo Radio. Call in and talk to them live right now at 917-889-9090. And keep that motherfucking station locked. Ayo!
All right, y'all, this is Demonica with Wicked Promo Radio, and you are listening live. And tonight we're going to be interviewing the one and only Bishop out of VA. Yeah. So while we're waiting on my co-host to call in, let's go ahead and play some Bishop. That way, if you don't know, you're about to know. So let's go ahead and play. How about let's play some Focused by Bishop? Y'all peep this track. It's nice.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family, never forgetting where we came from.
You see, your focus is some cold shit. Really have time to play. We can either focus on getting this money or you gonna have to get out the way. You see, your focus is cold shit. Believe it's real, homie, cause these things I don't like playing. It's my time for my money. You see, your focus is some cold shit. Really got no time to play. We can either focus on getting this money or you gonna have to get out the way. You see, your focus is some cold shit. Believe it's real, homie, cause these things I don't like playing. It's my time for my money.
I started off in the trenches with these snakes and gorillas. Now I'm making major moves. The team of go-getters. All my life I've had this vision of me stepping up on the stage. As I look out through the crowd, everybody chanting my name. So I keep it pushing with a vengeance. Put me in a game, just swinging for the fence. Ain't no way your boy here leaving. Shit, look, all the things I've been cheating. I've been hammered down and I'm focused. Focus, ain't no waste of time. And I've been messed around, I got no doubt. No doubt, everybody see me shine. I gain strength from the haters from the sideline. Doesn't make me turn up shit on the chat line. I don't need yours, little nigga, cause I got mine. One more time, this knock knock flatline. Yeah, little mama wanna be my goodie. I don't need a bra, so that's little buddy. Don't get nigga, put your chest in, cause when they coming to me, cause you ain't getting no room, just off your head, once you stay through the gym, ride out of here, fuck, cause I'm in the room, mama, oh, yeah, if you snake, you scream, and get to the day to the end, soldier fantasy, so they got my back, what's up, and we about to handle business, cause I'm focused, that's what's up, you see, I'm focused, oh, shit, really got the time to play, we can either focus on getting this money, or you gonna have to get out the way, you see, I'm focused, oh, shit, believe this real, homie, cause these things I don't like play with, it's my time or my money, you see, I'm focused, oh, shit, really got the time to play, we can either focus on getting this money or you gonna have to get out the way. You see, I'm focused. Oh shit, believe it's real, homie, cause these things I don't like play with. It's my time or my money, cause I'm focused.
Yeah, I'm focused, man, looking at the over plans, popping out, taking over, hoping that you understand. Big on taking on my two, yeah, I'ma stand. And you know, as a man, yeah, I'ma stand. Deep in my heart, knowing you gonna understand. Even rolling with the movement, grooving in your underpants. Shout out to all the women and the children, and them dudes that standing to be real men.
And any opponent, man,
they gon' kill us,
just like a root canal, man.
Yeah, they gon' fill us,
like acrobatics,
yeah,
man.
They gon' flip them, leaving his wake plating. All truth, no kidding. Nothing but these stories, all dogs, no kidding. And if I had a, then it'd be written on your kitten. But if you won't, don't, then somebody missing. Staying focused out here, no plan. No
kidding,
man.
Where's my money? Red Top gave you the package. You're supposed to hand me my money. Here's a jar right here, 20%.
Oh, you got the jar?
That's right. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Oh, what you gonna do? What the fuck you gonna do? Huh? What you doing? You gonna shoot me in front of everybody? Huh? Come on.
All right, y'all. And that was Bishop Focus. And I think this is him right now calling in. Hold on one
second. Yo, yo.
Is this Bishop?
Yo, yo, what's good? What's good?
That's what's up, homie. How you doing?
Yo, I'm chilling, man. Shit. Looking forward to this interview, you know what I mean?
Me and you both, man, because it ain't scripted. So
for
it's going to be all good. It's going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
Already know.
Yeah, I'm really super excited about this interview. D-Money, she'll be here shortly. She's taking care of some business right now. So,
right.
Yeah, she'll definitely be in shortly. So don't worry about that.
Right, no problem.
I'm excited to have you on, though, because, you know, you're from my state. Like, I'm really excited.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about this myself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm from
VA all day. You know
VA
what I'm saying? Like, you
up, born and raised, man.
Yes. Like, you cannot find, like everybody is always from different states. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to find people doing it up in VA, for real. It really is.
That's
it
what's
really
up,
is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real, man. It's much love, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get back there, though, so I can do some couple of shows.
I can't wait either, so we can meet up, you know? Like, I can't wait. It'll be nice.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work on that, too, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all need to do some shows, like, up in, like, upstate North Carolina, like Greensboro or something like that, because I'm pretty close to Greensboro.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm pretty sure we can make some things happen, you know what I'm saying? Just,
oh, I'm sure you will.
Whatever.
You got this.
It's whatever. For real, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever.
So go ahead and let our listeners know, you know, who you are, where you're from, where they can, you know, contact you.
All right. No doubt. I got you. Yo, this is Bishop, William Bishop Graves, CEO, founder of Marbot Entertainment. I'm from VA, Harrisonburg, Virginia, to be exact. Also, I want to give a shout out to Clarksville, Tennessee. That's also my second home, 931 Stand Up. You want to pretty much find my music, network with me, whatever. You can literally Google me. You know what I'm saying? But
Google
just
him.
Find me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You can actually literally Google me, you know? Bishop 974, Bishop 420. Or William Bishop Graves, and you'll find pages of me, because I stay productive, man. I love this game. You know what I mean?
It's all about being consistent. It really is. It really is.
For real, man. You got to be motivated in this. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Don't follow everybody else's path. You know what I'm saying? Do your own thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got D-Money on the line. She finally came in.
Nah, what's up, man?
What up? Sorry, I'm late.
Nah, you good. It just got started. It ain't even a party yet.
It's all right, though. We have
day
a call
from hell.
I think I know who it is, but 239-440.
You're live. Hello.
Hello.
Well.
Isn't you here?
I guess nobody wants to talk.
Hey,
I think
cool.
It's breezy. I really do think it's breezy.
It probably is. Breezy's always calling in showing love.
Yeah. But I think this is Jose calling in. Jose, you got any questions for Bishop?
What it is, y'all. Everybody. What up, Bishop, man?
Shout dude, your phone is breaking up so bad. Like,
yeah,
for real.
We can't hear you.
Jose, fix that shit, homie. Fix the shit, all right?
Y'all good now? Yeah,
you good.
Now we can hear you.
All right. Shout out to Bishop out there, man. What's good?
Yo, what's good with you, son?
Everything good, man. Everything good. Just loving those tracks you got out there, bro. Glad you tuned in with us today. Good to hear what's going on with you.
Yo, I appreciate you, man, for tuning in and even calling in, man. It's love right there.
Yeah, man, no doubt. And shout out to the girls, man. D-Monica, D-Money,
yeah.
How y'all doing?
We doing all right.
You don't even want to know.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. Let's just say that I'm glad that I'm not in Florida right now. Let's just leave it at that right now.
Okay, now shit has gone, like, hit the fucking roof today tenfold. Like, if I did not love my show so much and especially have a lot of love for Bishop, I probably would not even be on the line right now because I'm so motherfucking mad I could cry.
Damn.
When I'm pissed and you got me laughing, like, you better dig yourself a hole real fucking quick because I don't play.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm mad.
I don't fucking play. Like, I'm done. Fuck it. I'm just done. I don't even care no more.
Y'all on fire tonight, huh?
Yo, I'm going to tell you what. Speaking of on fire, I got these Pringles today from the dollar store. And it's called Chile con queso. These motherfuckers are hot as shit. God damn.
Demonica, I can always count on you to make me laugh when I don't want to.
Yo, when I found some Minion Twinkies in the fucking dollar store, I almost cried because I want them.
I told you. Girl, I'm telling you, we're still going to get that tattoo of a Minion that says one in a Minion.
You damn right. So, Bishop,
yeah.
What's going on? What's going new with your music business? Like, you got some shows coming up, some CDs coming out. Let us know.
Yeah, I got a few things going on right now. You know what I'm saying? I just recently just dropped the Well Connected Volume 1. Volume 2 is on its way. You can find Volume 1 on CD Baby and on DatPiff. See what.
And that's a free download, by the way.
Free download. Most of the joints I done put out, man, you know, they're free downloads. I mean, you know, I give out free music, man, because I appreciate the fans, man, for rocking with me and letting me get as far as I have in this game.
And if you haven't heard that Well Connected Volume 1, y'all are sleeping. Because I've heard it. Shit is banging. So
I haven't heard it yet, so I'm
too.
Sleeping.
You're sleeping, girl. What you waiting for?
I haven't had time. I've been busy.
Yo, I've actually had a few people, man, that checked it out and hit me up, and it was like, yo, nicely done. I'm like, that's what's up. You know what I mean? I like to put out projects, man, that are going to be, like, worth people listening to from the beginning to the end instead of skipping through tracks. You know what I mean? It's rare that you find even albums out there like that from the beginning to the end. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's, people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So then I've got a, let's see which one. Yeah, I got the Go Getters Volume 2. I just put out the flyer to that one today, so I'm taking submissions for that one. Just hit me up on Facebook, you know what I mean, William Bishop Graves. You'll find me. I ain't hard to find nowhere. So and then hit me up and we'll talk about it. Let's get it right. I want everything labeled properly. You know, I got to have everything right, man. I can't put nothing out half-assed.
OCD,
you know,
uh-oh. We got OCD.
Nah, man, I mean, look, don't send me something if I say I want MP3 and you send me.
It's all good, though, because I'm OCD about everything.
You know what I mean?
It's all
I just
good.
Like my shit right, man. I mean,
all right, Bishop, I'm going to put you on the spot, like, right now. And you can holler at me later because you already know that, you know, we have a personal relationship, too, that we can talk like this and you can hate me if you want. But what the hell are you thinking? Like, please tell me that you are not serious about getting out the game.
Yo, I mean, all right. See, I knew you was going to put me on the spot. I've been thinking about this shit for the past 2 days, man. All right, look, it's a strong possibility. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I've been doing this for a minute. But see, you know what my main goal is. My main goal is to be behind it all. And for artists that are serious about doing what they do, I want to help them with their careers, you know what I'm saying? So
I know, and you're good at that aspect of it. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I just have to say I would be sad. I would be sad if you were 100% real about just stop doing what you're doing. I mean, I get what your ultimate goal is, and I support you fully. But, you know, you've talked about this before, and I talked you out of it. And I'm going to try to talk you out of it again. I just... And no disrespect, and I, you know, I'm not coming at you all ignorant, but I just think it'd be a stupid move. You have a lot of talent. I think that you absolutely could I mean, you've done things in this business, and you could continue to do things and do big things. It's just that I know sometimes you get frustrated because you've done run into everything. You've done run into some shady, snaky fucking people, business deals.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it. But at the end of the day, what you put out is quality, and what you know what Mob Out stands for and stands behind is quality. I am truly blessed to be part of Mob Out Entertainment, and I love it. I mean, I'll shout out Mob Out all fucking day. I already told you. We get a logo,
right?
I'm having
there.
That shit tatted. Like, no big deal.
Yo, but for real,
thing about you, though, is that you're super consistent with everything that you do. Like, you don't hold back. And that's good. You know what
I
mean?
In a way, I'm going to hold back. I didn't come in this game to half-ass or hold back. So, of course, I'm going to go full steam ahead.
Right. What? No,
I'm saying. I'm just saying, though. You know what I mean? I mean, this is an express train, man. We don't stop for nobody. Either you all in and you serious about this shit like I do. See, I got a passion for this. Some people don't have the passion I got.
I think my favorite thing is, though, about you as an artist, as a CEO, you know, all the little hats that you wear, is that you tell it like it is. There's no hold bar, no bullshitting. Like, you're going to get it straight out the gate. People might not like what you're about to say, but they're going to get over it real fast.
No doubt.
That's what
I
like. There's no sugarcoating.
Yeah, I give it to you raw, no chasing. I mean, real shit. I mean, look, I don't believe in beating around the bush. I mean, it is what it is.
That's right.
I mean, I've been accused of being brutally honest, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? At least you know the deal.
I mean, if that's the worst that somebody can say about you, then own that shit. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we can both sit here and say, you and I have even bumped heads on some stuff before, but it's because we're both the same type of person. I'm going to call it like I see it. You call it like you see it.
Yeah.
If you can't handle that.
I may hurt your feelings, but at least you know the truth of the situation. Mm-hmm. I mean,
now,
everybody
see,
can tell to their
opinion.
That's why
I fuck with y'all, because I'm a real bitch, and I'm one of those people that's going to be like, D-Money already knows how I am. She's been in my house. She already knows the deal. I'm just the type of person, I'm just going to tell you how I fucking feel, and if you don't like it, then I don't know what to tell you, because I was not put here on this earth for you or anybody else but my babies. So go fuck yourself. That's the way
I
see it.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah, for real. Kids, man, real shit.
Yes, I love my babies. I got 4 babies. I love my babies.
I love every last one of mine. They're getting grown and getting on my nerves, but I love them.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, they do get on your nerves, but I tell you what, I won't trade them in for nothing in the world.
Hey,
happy early
my
Father's
baby
Day
just
to you,
baby.
Too.
Yes,
yo, man,
happy Father's
I appreciate
Day.
That. Yo,
yeah,
I appreciate
man, that's
that.
Coming. That's right around the corner. Might as well, you know.
It is.
Shout out to all the daddies out there, you know.
Yeah, mad respect and
shout
out
to
the real,
to
the real, to the real fathers out there, not the niggas just talking about, yeah. That's my seed.
Paying child support and
shit.
Like, y'all don't even
He ain't trying to be a part of his kid's life. I mean, no disrespect to you niggas, but step up. You know what I mean? Real shit.
Yeah.
No, you're telling the truth, though.
I told you I'm going to give it to you raw, no chaser. Some
hey,
people might
you,
hate
but
me
you
after
know,
this,
bro,
but I
deal
I
mean,
with
that on the daily. I deal with that on the daily. I'm mama and daddy. And
if you ain't
100%, you are fake as fuck, because you got to be 100% with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't be even fake to yourself. Like, for real.
I say that all the time. If you can't be 100 with yourself, how can you be 100 with everybody else?
Right.
All these
but, y'all, guess who we have tuning in with us? Not only do we have Breezy F Baby tuning in, but we have Boss Lady from That's Them Chicks, though, tuning in with us as well.
Oh, what's up, my girls?
Yes, she's in the chat room. So,
I love
let y'all
girls.
Know she's
I'll tell you
tuning
what.
In.
Boss Lady and Breezy, you get them two together? Oh, my God. I thought you and I was off the chain, but I'm telling you,
girl,
those girls have
that's
me
them
laughing.
Chicks,
great
laughing.
Yes.
For real.
Right.
Salute, ladies. For real. Thanks for tuning in.
They definitely
got the name down pat, for real. me and Demonica show, we support everybody that's trying to do the same thing that we're doing, but I'm like... a ton of respect for them both, not just on a, you know, a business level, but just them people as a whole. I mean, I haven't talked to Boss Lady a whole lot, but she, I mean, she's a straight shooter. But Breezy and I go way back. You know, we've
Boss
been talking to each other for a few years. And, you know, Breezy, she's got a lot of knowledge. Like, you know, I kind of look to her as like a mentor. So she's done a lot to help Monica and I and point us in the right direction. And, I mean, shit, Breezy's even hit me up, like, when she sees I'm having a bad day. Like, are you good, girl? Like, keep, you know, keep your head up, whatever. And that means a lot. Like, it's not just a, you know, a business aspect of it. Like, she's just a real chill person.
Yeah, yeah, Breezy cool, man. She cool, man. She got her shit together, too, man. So I give mad respect to people that, you know what I'm saying, they know their shit and they stay on their shit. You know what I mean? And for a female, and a female in this industry, man, this shit is hard enough. You know what I mean? For the ones that are holding it down, salute. My hat's off to you for real.
You got that right.
Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm just saying? I'm still sitting over here. I know Bishop hears that all the time, but I cannot get that Ain't No Sunshine song out my head. I have it on my phone. I listen to it all the time. I mean, he had a conversation with me and my oldest daughter, Kenzie, on Facebook, you know, about this. She's like, Mom, I got so tired of listening to that song just because you played it over and over and over.
Yeah, that's a classic right there. That's a classic with my brother, Mr. Mug, and my brother, G-Man. And see,
it's just a favorite.
I was blessed to be a part of that track right there because they asked me to get on that track and shit. You know what I mean? I was like, cool. And it all just worked out the way it did. It wasn't meant for it to work out that way. But yeah, y'all just gotta hear it. It's a nice little joint.
Well, how about we just play that?
A lot of feeling behind it. Hell yeah! You gotta tell me why you play that shit.
All right, let's get it then.
And every time she go, I don't know if I can make it. Warm days get cold, so I shiver. Killing my liquor while it's killing my liver. When she steps out the door, clouds roll in. And it get real dark when the rain flows in. So I'm sitting here drenched, waiting on her. Cause I drive myself crazy, thinking about her. Feeling so blessed when she's in my reaches. Cause she keep my mind off these hating leeches. But she gone too long for me to hold on. So I'm dwelling on her while I'm writing this song. And it hurts a little bit when I hear her on the phone. Wanting her so bad to come home. As a man, for me to strive, I need my better side. And when she's gone, I'ma let the beat ride. Sing it.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Thought she was my better half, but she had a better plan. Because in her mind, she needed a better man. When I had her, thought it was cool to be together. But we fell off, girl, and it seems like forever ago. Me and you were always smiling, but then it turned into always in the hallway fighting. I raised my voice, sometimes you would call me violent. And now you're gone, and I'm just stuck with all the silence. Now it's dark, there was no sunshine. You don't call her, you don't even come by. What's the quota, what's the standard I should love by? Cause when you're gone, girl, I really feel I must die. Honest, girl, I gotta do me. See, I got something new when she got a booty. And she'll be in the ride, just give about a drink or two. And when I'm smashing her tonight, baby, I think of you.
No sunshine when she's
that I could deal with the pain.
So it all fell apart and I was stuck and left out in the rain. Crazy visions have me racking my brain. Why you do it, mommy? Oh yeah, I heard the nigga thrashing my name. But it's cool though, young chuck, they'll never see it coming. I done linked up with mugs, I'ma hit the door running. Now you look a simple, huh? Should've played the call right. Told you you can get it, when I get it, then we all right. But as I see, you had no faith in the guard. So yo, I'ma keep it moving, cause I'm living with scars. But I bet your last nickel you'll be asking for forgiveness. Nah, ma, see it's all love from in the trenches. Got moves to make you see my seeds, they gotta eat too. So sayonara with that shit that you speak, boo. So chill with your lanes, you'll never be on top again. I breathe more deeply, cause now I got some oxygen, you know what I mean?
No sunshine when she
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. I kind of wait a little bit too late to punch y'all in, but I have my hands full of Pringles chips.
Hell no.
My bad. Yeah.
What did they say? Can't stop.
I eat all the time. Mm-hmm. Every time I get on the show, I'm always eating something. I never fail.
Yeah, that right there is a classic, man. Shit. Every time I hear that song, man, I just motherfucking just get flashbacks, man.
You know what? That shit makes me think back. That song makes me think back into the old days for some reason, like before I was even born. I don't know why.
Oh, man, I love doing classics. I love taking old school joints, you know what I mean, and turn them into something that, you know, people can relate to, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't even know nothing about the old school. Until you bring it out to them. And then they're like, oh, shit.
I'm all about that old school. What you talking about? But Boss Lady said that was a nice track. She was like, nice track.
I appreciate that.
So Boss Lady was feeling that shit.
No doubt. That was like one of the first joints that I really put out there when I first stepped into the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's. I didn't even know anything about you until a few years ago that when we was doing Double D's, when he introduced me to your music. So I was like, what?
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Double D's. And every time we had somebody come on the show, they was like, yo, why you call your show Double D's? Y'all got some Double D's? And I'm like, nah, I don't. D Money Mike, but I don't. I'm good over here. Like,
oh no.
Well, what can I say?
Oh, yo, check this out. I gotta say something to the people real quick. Yo, if you wanna do any kind of collabs or whatever, hit me on the email. WB, not D, but B. D as in basketball, right? G974@gmail.com. Let's get it in. I love doing tracks with other people. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why my album, the EP, hasn't come out yet. That's because I'm out here trying to just collab with all these different artists, man. I mean, damn, all the artists that I've met, I mean, hell, I'm a fan of their work. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of their work. So y'all need to really tune into that well-connected joint. I want to give a shout out to my manager, Miss BK. I want to give a shout out to Michelle Potts, my graphic designer. She'd be doing just some crazy shit, man. I'd be looking like, damn, she makes me look good.
I gotta give her
mad props. She make me look good. I mean, I look at them shit and be like, damn, who is this nigga? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Shout out, Michelle.
For real, I got to. Agilla the Prince. Get ready for him. That's one of my artists in Mild Out Entertainment, as well as my brother and Kayvon. Y'all ain't ready for these cats yet. So, yeah. So, gotta give a shout out to the team. Team Mob, we in the building because we mob out. You already know what it is.
Mob out. Hell yeah. So, you good. This is all about you tonight. So,
finally, something about me.
So didn't you and D Money had something set up where y'all was gonna do a track together?
Yeah, but she's scared.
Yeah,
Yeah. No, I'm not scared. It's just a lot of, it always seems like when we go to talk about it, like it's just not going to happen. It's definitely going to happen because I'm right now at time and I have a concept for it. Like, I definitely want to do it up. She
no
can
doubt.
Sing, okay? Don't let her
What's
fool
up?
You. Because she was in my house singing. I was like, damn, like, I know you can sing. And her daughter, Lainey, oh, my goodness. Her daughters, Lainey and Kenzie, have beautiful voices. Like, for real. They
hey,
really do.
I got to say what's up to Lainey. What's up, little mama? I got to say what's up to her, for real.
Yeah,
cool
my
Lainey
bug.
I got to say what's up to her because she cool as a fan. I got to say what's up to her.
She is cool. She's like the coolest kid, man. She really is a cool kid.
Yeah.
I love her to pieces. I can't wait for them to come back up here with me. I'm going to be really excited to have them back up here. They need to be with their real
right.
family anyway.
Right, right. Family means everything to me, you know what I'm saying? Regardless if they don't like what I, look, I'm the black sheep of the family, so, but they still love me, regardless, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got no choice.
I've been the black sheep for the longest time, and you know what? Some of them love me, some of them hate me, but you know what? I still love them. It doesn't matter. They can hate my
That's
guts, but
matters.
You know what? At the end of the day, I still love them, and if they need me,
yep.
I'm there. Like me and my sister, we're arguing right now, like I can't stand the way she acts, but at the same time, because she came over here and put her hands on me, and I went and put my hands on her, and everybody's like, why didn't you put your hands on her? I said, because she's my family, and I feel differently about people like that. You know what I'm saying? Some people have been to knock your ass out. I'm not that type of person. If you're my family, I'm not going to put my hands on you. But at the end of the day, if she needed something, I'm there. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Like, I'm not just going to leave her hanging like that. So...
But there's real.
I don't
like
know. Family means so much to me too. Like
sisters always fighting anyway. Sisters always get into it, you know.
Man, what you talking about?
Shit, I grew up in a household with 8 sisters, man, and they always was going at it.
Aw, shit.
You stayed in the room a lot away from the house, didn't
what?
You?
Shit, man, I try to be outside all the time.
For real, 8 sisters. I mean, I'm glad I got 2,
man.
Bro. I'm good.
Yeah, man, that was a lot of damn sisters, man. They could help, but they used to fight a lot, man.
Damn, man.
Yo, real quick question for you, Bishop, man. What's up with that mixtape, the Go Getters, man?
The Go Getters joint?
Yo,
bro. I mean, what you wanna do? You know what I'm saying? I'll officially let you get the first slot if you're trying to get down, bro.
Well, you know, I'm not lying. I pushed my nephew Ayo, man, from Camden, New Jersey. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but maybe I can get him on there with you.
Oh my God, right. Ayo, yeah, Ayo's definitely gonna be on there. I'm sorry, D Money's popping back in. I had a family emergency, I had to click over.
Oh,
yo, my phone just hung up. I was freaking the fuck out. I was like, yo, my phone hung up. Oh, man. No, I had to click over. No, I had to click over for a second. I didn't want to, like, you know, interrupt Bishop while he was talking. You know.
Oh, my bad.
No,
my
grandson's still in. Oh, God, that's crazy. No, my grandson's still in the hospital, so my daughter was calling,
oh,
you know, with everything that's going on. Yeah, I mean, he's doing good. I mean, he's doing good now, and I'm sure that he's out of that hump, but he's a little fighter, let me tell you what.
He is.
Handsome. He's so cute. I'm so blessed.
Congratulations, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm done.
I'm so excited.
I'm done with babies. I'm not having
more
babies.
I'm done, too.
Done.
Look, I'm officially letting it be known. I'm done as well, so don't try it.
Welcome to the No Baby Club.
I just
have all my insides taken out of me right now, this very second, I would do it. Like, because the doctor that was supposed to do my my surgery where I wouldn't have no babies anymore, no baby surgery, yeah, he ended up dying on me. Like, he committed suicide.
Damn.
I'm like, really? Like,
oh, wow.
Damn.
That's crazy.
What kind of shit is that?
No.
Like, that was
damn.
Creepy as fuck, because after I had my baby, he was supposed to tie my tubes and burn them and clip them and all that good stuff. And he forgot to do them after I had my baby, my last baby. And then he was like,
He was like, you come to my office and I do it there. I said, what the hell no? You don't know it's your damn money. I ain't coming to my damn money. I ain't got no Canada and shit.
Wow.
Shit. I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. No,
baby. Yo, but yo, bro. But yo, bro. Yo, have your people hit me up, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me check out a couple of his tracks and shit. I might want to collab with.
Yeah,
I know if you get a chance, like if you're on Facebook and you go back on, clearly you know how I post. I'm fucking promo queen. But if you go back on my page, you'll see, you know, some AO's music. I know I've posted his joint, Tell Me Lies, on there. I'm sure some of his other stuff, too. You just have to go back and look. And I know we definitely have it posted in our Wicked Promo Radio promotion page, too.
Yeah, he got one on that Big Sean stick. It's like 295, Break It Down. It's a track. It's pretty hot, too.
Yeah, shit, man, let's work. I mean, this is what I do, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to meet people that want to do something. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he's tuning in right now because I don't know if he's at work or not because he's up in Jersey. I'm in Florida. But if he's tuning in, he'll probably, the girls will know his number when he calls.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And see, AO's about his hustle like you are too, Bishop. So that's where you two would definitely mesh well together too, because he's all about his grind and doing what he needs to do to accomplish his goals and where he wants to be.
No doubt.
Yeah. And I know you was talking about like helping, you know, other artists out, you know, because you know you got a background that's heavier than AO, you know. And that would be cool too, you know, or you could just help each other out in that regard, man. That would be cool as hell right there.
Hey, man, all you got to do is say the word, man. It's all love right there, man. Real shit.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate it, man. We'll definitely be in touch with you, man.
Listen, that's what I'm here for. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm here for, though. You know what I mean? I ain't one of these.
Yeah.
Look, anybody out there that's listening, ain't no disrespect to you, but I'm going to let you know what it is. I don't like these motherfuckers that sit up here and something so simple, they try to make people think it's so hard. And then they try to get over them. How about I do this first? Let me come at you artists like this. If you don't have your ASCAP or your BMI straight, quit putting out all this music. That's why people stealing your shit. Producers as well. Get your shit together. You can do it. BMI is free. I be putting so many people on right now because they be like, oh, shit, what do you mean registered? What? whoa. Are you a registered artist? What do you mean? Nah, man.
Yeah.
Quit jumping out here and just thinking all about rapping and putting pen to pad. Nah, man.
Yeah.
Get everything righteous, man. I'm willing to help you with that free of charge, man. Free of charge. Hit me up if there's any questions you have about this game. If I don't have it myself, I got a tight-knit circle around me of people that are business-minded. They've had their shit for over 15 to 20 years, and they make sure that I stay on the right track. So
that's
I can get
up,
the
bro.
Answer for you, real talk.
I hear you, bitch.
That's for sure.
God.
That's a hundred right there, my boy.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I'm here to bring love back to the game. Excuse me. I'm a little pissed off at how the game is turned now. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I fell in love with this game. As soon as I first heard the kicks, the fucking hi-hats, the kicks, everything, I fell in love with this shit. I'm a true student to this game. I've been in this shit for a long time. I didn't have confidence. That's why it took me a minute for me to go ahead and jump out and say, fuck it, let's go. My family's against it. Because, you know, they're like, oh, well, there's so many out there. But guess what? I'm going to be the one to make a difference. Real talk.
Yeah.
I'll be that. I ain't going nowhere.
That says a lot.
Well, that's what's up. You just make sure you bring your ass back to VA, all right?
Oh, I got to go back home, man. Come on. I'm traveling all over the place. I'm going to be on the West Coast right now while we speak.
And bring your ass back on over here to the East Coast, because come on back over this way.
Yeah, I'm about to do that. I'm about to do that for real.
I'm for real because, you know, D-Money, man, she got to, she did big things for our radio station, you know, going with City Slim to one of his shows, and, you know, she was VIP and all that stuff.
I saw that.
And,
I saw that.
Yeah, she got to meet Lady Montana. Like, I was like, what?
So, right.
Well, so, I mean, if there's any artist that's, like, around me that's doing shows that we have done, that we have already done interviews with or that we're going to be promoting.
Monica, are you still there?
And apparently she fell off the map real quick again.
Oh, she lost signal. Hopefully not for too long because she's the one that is the host of the show and I wanted to hang up. But I think what she was trying to say is that, you know, if there's any artist that's going to be, you know, either where I can get to or where she can get to, that, you know, we want to try to do that because, like, with the City Slim show, it was actually, we got to see City Slim and Bobby Black and Big Jack, which Bobby Black and Big Jack are scheduled both for interviews. I think one later this month, but maybe next week, and then the other one's in July. But, I had the opportunity to go down there and watch their show as well as Lady Montana, which we got to get her up on the show, too. We actually got to interview her, Jesus, back when we were doing Double D's in, like, 2011. And Dirt Boy Records, I mean, they kind of got that thing on lock in Miami. You know, they're doing a lot of things down there. And Lady Montana's, I'm pretty sure they're married. I don't want to just assume. But anyway, Skittles, he's always posting stuff. You know, they're actually getting ready to do a night at a Club Haze, I think it is, in Miami, once a week. I mean, so they're kind of got a lot of shit going on down that way, and I had the opportunity
Man.
To be involved in all that and had a good time.
Right, right.
Sorry, y'all. My phone cut off on me.
Oh, you back on. That's cool.
But anyway, as I was saying, I would pay $20 or $15 to see a local artist before I would pay $50 or $80 to see somebody that's, you know, that's already, like, famous or whatever.
Hell yeah, we got to support our local artists, man. That's for
exactly,
damn sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you're going to get to that level, too. I mean, you start building a, you know, a fan base or, you know, you're selling your singles or even your whole albums off iTunes or CD Baby or whatever thing that you're going on. I mean, that's how you're going to get known.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt. I mean, you got to reach out.
You gotta remember that the those big artists started as a local artist too. You feel me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we gotta support the local artists, man. That's 100 right there for sure.
Yeah. You know, I'm all about the underground, man. My heart is in the underground. Yeah, I was signed to a label. I can't speak their name, even though I'm not with them no more. I just rather just save face with it. You know what I mean? I was signed with them that was connected with Interscope. You know what I mean? I got out that contract for the year, and then I was like, you know, I can do this myself. You know what I'm saying? And you got to have a goal in this shit, man. You can't go in here being like, yo, I'm in for the money, son. Well, be in there for the money. You know what I mean? You'll be the next Milli Vanilli. You know what I'm saying? 15 minutes of fame and you out the door. You got to be in here for longevity. Have a plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anybody can jump in front of a microphone to a hot track. It don't
True.
Mean that they don't make a hot track. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
They got to have that passion, that drive, man, that, you know, to keep building good music, man, and do the performances.
Real shit. Real shit. Oh, yo, and
page,
yo, my bad, bro. My bad. Go ahead. Finish up, bro. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. People
building fan
page, man.
Yeah, you was cutting in and out. That's why I thought you had finished, man. I didn't mean to cut you off, bro.
No, that's fine. That's fine, man. It's your show, bro. You go.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to my peoples out there in St. Louis, though. St. Louis showed me mad love while I was up there for those 12 days and doing those shows. Even was on stage with Lil White. You know what I'm saying? And wasn't even expecting that shit. So, you know, Rip James, Justin Kick It, Shills Ho, Million Dollar Baby, man, Smooth Beats, all in my thing, man. I want to give y'all a mad shout-out because y'all showed me nothing but love. And, yeah, I'll be there in about 2 to 3 weeks. And let's get it in, because my tour is getting ready to start out there, the Show Up and Show Out tour that I'm also hosting. And anybody that wants to be a part of that, hit me up, okay? It's going down for real. And we're going to different states, and we're going to just do the damn thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
shout out to the DJs too, man. Shout out to the DJs
all
too,
the DJ,
man.
DJ Kino,
yeah,
and everybody else I fuck with, for real, man. Salute to the DJs, man. Y'all keep us underground artists known. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If it wasn't for the DJs, man, wouldn't nobody know who the hell we are.
True, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's just real.
Right. Shout out to DJ Smooth and DJ Despair out there too, man.
Shout out to
hell
all the
yeah.
radio stations. Shout out to all the radio stations getting all of our tracks in rotation.
Hell yeah.
Yep. And you know what's funny though? You know, people come let me say about 60% of artists complain that they have to pay people to play their tracks on their station. Okay.
This is a
business.
Why
not pay somebody $20 to play your station, to play your song on their station, when other stations are, but you'll pay $100 and some to be on a different station? Like, I don't understand. You
well,
know
see,
what I mean? It's crazy.
See, this is what it is with that, though. Some stations are getting, they pay royalties when getting the tracks for the artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
And then you got other stations that don't pay royalties. So what the artists, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get their money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't mind putting them on anyone. It doesn't matter. As long as anybody
mm-hmm.
wants to play my shit, thank you. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Real talk. Thank you.
That's an honor.
And we definitely play your shit because, you know, you've been with Wicked Promo Radio for a long time. So,
yeah.
you know, we have a problem. You know what I mean? You've been with us for a minute, so.
And I'm glad
you definitely hit the grandfather clock thing. You know what I'm saying?
For real, grandfather clause. I'm in there. Bitch, you got a new track. It's getting in rotation. Right in there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I appreciate it, too. That's love.
Yeah. That's what's up.
What else y'all got in there? You know what I'm saying? As far as music wise, I don't know how many tracks I sent you. What else y'all got? Surprise.
We got I Love It, In My Zone, Hammers, Ain't No Sunshine.
Can I hear In My Zone?
I was just about to say that. I was like, I want to listen to In My Zone.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll definitely play that. Yeah, we're right?
Let's get it. Mr. Mug and G-Man, salute, brothers. Clarksville, Tennessee, 931, stand up.
Yeah. I'm a cold motherfucker when I'm in my zone. Never stressing over suckers when I'm in my zone. Putting fire on the mic when I'm in my zone. Keep my position in my sight when I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. They don't fuck with us, that's cool, though. I don't feel them fuckers, they ain't bumping us, they fool, though. The rappers, they can't touch us. I put time into this rap shit, make these tracks pop up like magic. To see fake fucks taking over something I never imagined. My brothers molded me into a goddamn savage. I'm so cushy on the mic, but y'all so goddamn babbage. I don't work to write a verse no more. It's goddamn habit. I'm a motherfucking wolf hunting you goddamn rabbits. Never been a fucking lame since that swag shit hit the market. It ain't been a fucking same. Mention it in every song so they can get the picture. We can't listen to your music, we don't fuck with y'all. Ask my brothers about my past 12 years writing songs, and they saw me bust my ass. Get in my zone and get to dropping these tracks. I ain't gonna stop until I'm sleeping under grass, motherfucker. I'm a cold motherfucker when I'm in my zone. Never stressing over suckers when I'm in my zone. Putting fire on the mic when I'm in my zone. Keep my position in my sight when I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone.
Niggas don't bother me, I'm trying to make moves. All them lies coming out your mouth, making you a non-factor, dude. I know you fraudulent, and everything you say is falsified. Baby mama supposed to be on game, and she said, your ass is tied. So keep on bumping at the guns like you a Teflon Don. But I bet you won't see a motherfucker when you see him or get your head knocked off. Your squad is trash, bruh. I stay official, no question. I'm all about watch how you're talking to start stress. I'm looking in your direction, homie, I see blood. Ain't no time for coughing deuces, little nigga, there's no love. You don't rock with me, I ain't never fucked with you, but you killer. I suggest you know your place, well, let these tombs loose, nigga. Shit, I'm trying to tell you everything lovely. Mug and G, back up on the track with your boy, this shit's ugly. So fall back to you haters, yeah, you know your girl love me. So stay in your lane, I'm in my zone, you fucking dummy.
I'm a cold motherfucker when I'm in my zone. Never stressing over suckers when I'm in my zone. Putting fire on the mic when I'm in my zone. Keep opposition in my sight when I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone. You can't hang with us, I promise, bro. I'm in my zone.
I just flex with the best sex and host up throwers. I go through life in lessons. Ain't no special effects. I don't wonder if we the best in this profession. Ain't no motherfuckers stressed and see. We be blessed on the sets for the whole day. Cuz watch a quick, we go ahead and get us. So I think we'll be flipping on these dudes like cocaine does. And I smoke them propane blunts. Talk about the fire, yeah, I got that kill. Plus I know some killers watch. I got a pillar right there. Really pillar right. I wanna pop that steel. And just like Copperfield, making all these whack rappers disappear. To hell yeah, we send you there. Make your peace, the end is near. You see, we rapping. You fucking with savage animals. Push up a microphone in your camel toe. It's natural, so fuck your work. Lift up your skirt, you fucking pussies. Take it in your birth canal and then tell me how it fucking hurts. They couldn't beat me if I was their dick. And they were watching porno flicks for 3 weeks. They lose their grip. I done crushed all my rivals. Now I'm worshiping idol. What up, Mugs and Bishop, man? Man, you know I'm beside you. I'm in my zone.
Salute to the bearded bros out there in Clarksville, Tennessee. Those are my brothers, man. Real talk, man. Yo, pay attention to them, man. I'm telling you, they ready. They ready.
I like that track.
Yeah. Yo, that's the first
that's
one I dropped
one
this year.
That's another one of my page right there.
Yeah, I just dropped that shit at the beginning of this year. I was like, yo, I got to hit I gotta hit everybody with a new banger because ain't nobody heard nothing from me for like about 6 months, and everybody was like, "Oh, they fell off." And I ain't going no fucking way, man. Go on with that shit. So I dropped that banger, man, and shit, and then yo, it's been on all kinds of mixtapes, man. I mean, you know, that was like love. I was like, I wonder if people gonna like this shit, but I knew people would like the beat to it and everything. But man, my brother Mug, a.k.a. Captain Hook. Man, he came up with the hook. Me and him just sat there, had a couple of beers, smoked a couple of L's, and I was like, yo, you ready to get to work? He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, yo, check out this track. He just heard the beat, and he was like, oh, shit. And it was a wrap from there.
Yeah, that's just nice.
Yeah, I like that shit. That's like one of my favorites for this year anyway. I got a few favorites. I mean, go to my SoundClouds, you'll see I got my personal favorites, and I've got like, well, I don't know how many tracks, probably about 19. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of music. I mean, people ain't heard half of the shit that I got. So, you know, I mean, I recycle tracks and shit and put them out there for everybody. Like, yo, check this out. It's old, but check it out. It's old to me, but it's new to y'all.
Well, Bishop, we have a caller.
Hi.
Let me go ahead and get this person real quick. 757-95. Well, we did have a caller. Okay. Well, that's all good.
Let me find out if it's a wife. Let me find out if it's a wife. You're like, hey, nigga. Oh, Lord. Shit. Not today,
let me find
Satan.
Out.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
Oh, yeah. See, they're calling back. Hold on.
Aye.
757-952, you're live.
No.
No, they hung up again. I don't think they want to talk.
Yeah, they probably hit the wrong button, you know what I mean? So,
no, yeah. I mean, because it doesn't have where you can hit the one button anymore. So,
no,
I just like
to,
randomly.
You just have to hit it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it still shows up on my board if they, you know, whoever calls in. So, I mean, if they don't want to talk, it's cool.
Yes, basically. You know what I mean?
I figured I'd just go ahead and, you know, put them on blast.
Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
I was waiting for him to say that because he says that all the time. It is
what
it is.
Oh, yeah. That's my motto. It is what it is, or just saying. You know what I mean? That's me. You know what I mean? And so, and you know what I mean? Because I say it all the time. It's,
yeah.
That's it. Fuck it. Whatever. Enjoy that shit.
Wow.
I want to give a shout out to SFR Radio, you know what I mean, with DJ Oz. You know what I'm saying? He's still my brother, regardless. You know what I mean? You know, me and him, we ain't talking right now, but he's still my brother, regardless. You know, out there in Vegas, salute, bruh. Salute, bruh.
That's what's up.
Gotta give you ladies a shout out, of course, because y'all took the time out to let my ass be out here with you all. You know what I'm saying? And
you already know.
And take up y'all's time, bro. What the hell? Garth Brooks. What the fuck?
Bishop, I do want to ask you one question before we lose you, because I know that, you know, you only had an hour time tonight, and we're cutting it close.
Yeah, I should have took it too, but yeah.
I just wanted to ask you, who would you like to work with that you haven't had the opportunity to work with? You know, whether... I don't care if it's underground or mainstream. Like, if you could name one person that you'd really like to work with that you haven't worked with yet, who would that be?
Wow, that's a hard question. For real. Because I want to work with everybody, honestly. Underground and mainstream. I mean, because I love this. I love this shit, what I do. So I really can't just say there's one person. Because there's a few people. I mean, hell...
He's got love for everybody. He don't even care.
I'm a rare breed. I'm a rare breed, you know what I mean? But I would love to do something with Nas.
Let me guess, they stopped making you the day you was born, your kind.
I've met a few that are, you know what I'm saying, that are similar to me, and we have the same passion, the same ideas. So I ain't going to do that old cheesy cliche. Oh, they broke the mold. Ain't nobody breaking no molds, man. Shit, I wish they would. Look, my sons. But you know what I'm saying? Both of my sons, man. Look, one's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
He's ready to be a scientist. And the other one is like, I want to be like you. And I'm like, I don't want you walking in these footsteps, but I would hope you. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Well, Bishop, before you go, I want to ask Breezy if there was anything that she wanted to ask you.
All right.
What up, you guys?
What up,
Mama?
What's good, y'all?
What up?
So, listen, I have a question. Nah, the music's on point. Definitely feeling the music. So, what actually got you, like, started into the music industry? Like, was it in your blood, or who did you start, working with?
Well, see, I come from a musical background anyway, you know what I'm saying? Mom, she sang, pops, he had his own band. And it's crazy, they don't support what I do. But when I first fell in love with hip-hop, man, is when that's what made me be like, this is what I want to do. This is exactly what I want to do. I want to do this. I want to do something entertaining. I sing as well. I just won't, you know what I mean, anymore. But I fell in love with hip hop, and it was just like, you know how you feel like this is the right thing for you? And anything that you do, this is the right thing for me. This was my calling. And everybody has a calling. It may be sports, it may be whatever, but yeah. As soon as I heard my first rap track, it was a rap. I mean,
okay, I was going to ask a second part to Breezy's question because. The whole reason why I didn't touch on what Breezy just asked you is I wasn't even thinking because I personally already knew that. My bad.
Right.
Should have let you know, let our listeners ask you that too. But what first made you fall in love with hip hop? Like, what's your one hip hop track that made you fall in love?
Oh, damn, man. Shit. Okay. Rapper's Delight started it. But it wasn't. Rapper's Delight for real started it. I mean, because I was all into R&B. I mean, I honestly wanted to be an R&B singer. But when I heard Rapper's Delight, that's what got my attention. But then it started getting deeper into it. And I started listening to all these artists, man. LL, Kumo D, you know what I mean? Juice Crew. You know, shit like that. You know, the essence of where everything came from. And then they got into the Slick Ricks and Dana Danes with the storytelling. You know what I'm saying? And so from that point right there, I was like, really? But I've always been this shy dude. What you hear right now is a confident dude. Because I got tired of being insecure and unsure of myself of something I really wanted to do. So I took a look in the mirror. I was like, look, nigga, we going to do this shit. We're going to leave this shit alone.
Like, fuck, we're going to do it.
That's just real.
So wait,
that's
I got another question. Hold on 1 second. So, because I've been listening to the whole interview. So, you know, I guess that little, you know, post that you made and things that you're saying about the music and whatever. You're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to stay or I'm going to go or whatever. if you try to say on the interview that you know, it's in your blood, it's your passion, this is what you want to do, you knew this is what you're going to do, aren't you kind of being hypocritical then of what you're trying to say right now?
No, not really, because I'm always going to have a passion for this. Even if I do fall back and continue to run my company and help my artists get to where, excuse me, everything could be a lot lovelier for them, I'm still benefiting. Plus, I'm still going to do shows regardless. So I don't necessarily have to be out there on the front line. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be out there in the front line. I can still do what I do and still enjoy it because this is the love that I have, and I'll never leave this. I may leave the game as far as being in the front line as an artist, but I'll never leave this game, period.
Breezy.
Oh, see, the definition is a lot better right there.
Just Breezy.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, Mama, okay? I already done jumped up his ass about this. He knew I was going to have something to say. He's friends. He ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has known Bishop as a person and an artist as long as I have, he goes through this, and I think, and you can tell me to shut up if I'm wrong, Bishop, because you already know. I think sometimes he overthinks things sometimes, and he gets frustrated with certain situations, and that's like his thing. I'm not saying like an excuse because I don't think that's what it is, but that's just what he goes to because he does have a passion for it so much that he would like to just step back and be on the background part of it instead of, you know, being so upfront about it.
But at the end of
the day, like, he'd be stupid if he did. And I told him that earlier. I was like, you know that I've talked you out of it several times, and I'm sure this will come about again, and I'm still going to try to talk you out of it. I mean, at the end of the day, I respect whatever decision you make. I'm going to stand behind you 100%. But I think it's the wrong one. I don't think it's the right decision. I think you let, you know, certain situations affect a whole big picture when it shouldn't have to.
But see, this is the thing, though. This is why my name is Bishop. My name is Bishop because it's the piece on the chessboard that goes at all angles, and I attack this game at all angles. You know what I mean? My favorite quote, you know what I'm saying? I haven't even put the track out yet, but I don't even think I want to. I treat the hustle like a game of chess. I'm six steps ahead of you, hater, so give it a rest. I think so far ahead that I'm thinking that I'm fucking up somewhere. So I got to pause, and when I do pause, everything that I was doing before, it starts falling into play. So I beat myself up, and I'm my own worst critic. I know I need to stop it, but I'm here to get it. Period.
Hey, Bishop, how would you follow up on that? If you was to get out of being in the front lines, would you be like a manager or something or what?
Nah, because I've got people in play for that. You know what I'm saying? I made sure I did this right. I made sure I had my lawyers in play. I made sure I had managers in play. I made sure I had everything in play. I would sit back, run the company, and you know what I'm saying? There's so much I can do. I mean, I wear so many different hats, bro. I could help manage, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I wear at least 40 hats, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. But I want you to do, I want to get you hooked up with my nephew, Ayo, man. And definitely want y'all to link up, bro.
If you want me to work with him and us really get tight like that and really make things happen, bro, I'll do that for you. No problem. No problem at all.
Thanks a lot, bro. Yes.
That's just real. That's just real. Yes. If he's got a passion like everybody's saying, like I got a passion, then it's just it's unsolvable. Let's get it.
That's for sure. Appreciate it.
Well, before we let you go, we do have a caller. Let's see if this person wants to go live. So just let y'all know, sometimes the one button does not work, so I just randomly select people. So if your number gets randomly called, you don't have to hang up and freak out and all that crazy stuff. Like, you don't have to talk. But right now I'm going to go to 757-985. You're live.
Yeah.
757. You're live on the air with D-Money, DeMonica, and Bishop. So, Bishop, where do you see this going in the future? I just logged on, so I just got off work.
Where do I see what going in the future?
Well, where do you see this going? Are you going to continue with it?
Yeah, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I mean, there is no stop. I mean, I've been doing this for years. I mean, for me to go ahead and just totally say the hell with it and walk totally away from it, I wasted my time and everybody else's.
Well, I definitely heard your work, and, you know, I think you're doing some big things, and I've already told you before, stay in it. Keep going.
Yeah, man, I got a full tank. You know what I mean? I ain't tired yet. I ain't tired. I mean, I got so many different ideas. I mean, I got so much more I want to do. And that's kind of the reason why I wanted to step back as an artist for a minute, because there's so much more I want to do, but as being an artist, I'm not going to be able to put my full focus into it. You know what I mean? And I like to focus on, excuse me, anything that I do, I like to focus on. That way I know it's perfect. I don't like double work. That's just me.
But I got to just keep that up. That's all I got.
Aye.
Thank you, Mama.
All right, Bishop. Is there anything else that you want to touch on or say before you hang up with us?
Yo, only thing I want to say, man, anybody out there, man, if you got a dream, man, turn it into a vision and then turn it into a reality, man. This shit is not rocket science, but be original. You know what I'm saying? People like originality. They want to hear something new. That's why they don't listen to the radio like we used to, right? You need any help with anything, you want to collab, you want to just talk, connect, or whatever, let's get it. Salute to my people all overseas, Germany, the UK, Malaysia, Spain, everywhere. You know what I mean? I'm global. I connect with everybody all over the world, and this is real with me. I don't have to sit up here and try to act like I'm somebody I'm not. What you're getting from me right now in this interview is me 100% daily.
Absolutely.
So salute to everybody. Mad love for tuning in. People that called in, yo, I'm going to be around for a while, man. Just keep rocking.
Well, shout out to you, Bishop. Definitely want to say thank you for giving DeMonica and I the opportunity to have you on with us again and have an interview and catch up and to see what you've been up to.
No problem at all.
I've been part of your team for a long time, which, you know,
yeah,
I love.
Yeah. From day one with the party bus and shit.
Yeah. Well, I've always told you, and I believed in your vision, and you know, on the same aspect of, you know, how we feel about that shit, and it don't matter,
yeah,
you know, if you're way around the world, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're still going to be that way at the end of the day.
No doubt, yeah? No doubt. You already know.
Yeah, shout out from Florida, man, to you, bro, and respect, man.
Yo, I love Florida. I'm going to be down there soon, bro. Don't worry.
Oh, hit me up. Hit me up then when you come
you
down,
already,
bro.
I got you, man. Yo, if you're on my Facebook, man, hit me up on the inbox, bro. So that way I can
give you my number. I will. I got you. I'm already on.
All right. That's what it is.
All right. Well, go ahead and shout your links out one more time just in case, you know, somebody's tuned in that might not have heard before, like where they can get at you. Your email, however, you know, they can get in touch with you to collab. And if
all
anybody
right.
misses any of this, I mean, you can definitely hit me or DeMonica, and we will make sure that you get connected with Bishop.
Yeah. you can literally, like I said before, you can literally Google me, William Bishop Graves, B-I-S-H-I-P, all right, Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S, hit or Bishop974 or Bishop420. That's basically all you need to really do. You catch me on Facebook, too, William Bishop Graves. You can catch me anywhere, man. I mean, just real talk. And my email, wbg974@gmail.com. Let's work.
Yeah.
Salute to my family, 757-931. Love everybody out there in both in the spots. Yo, thank you once again, ladies, for having me here, bro. Thank you for being a part of this as well. That's love, man.
No doubt,
real
bro.
Shit. And let's all, yeah, okay. Man, everybody have a great night, man. You know what I'm saying? And look, let's be productive tomorrow.
All right, now.
Absolutely. Right. Thanks, Bishop. Right, no problem. Anytime. Just let me know when you want me back. Mob out, team mob, stay in the building and stay ready.
Okay. Later.
I'm going to holler at you on that.
All right, Bishop. Have a good night.
All right, one.
Later. That's what's up.
Yeah, he's a cool brother, man. You should play that Connect track. Yeah, the Connect.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a chance.
Play one of what?
That one track that he got on there, the Connection one.
From the Well Connected. I don't think DeMonica has anything from the Well Connected mixtape yet. She hasn't had a chance to.
Okay.
No, you good. I don't have anything yet from it. I will get it though.
That's what's up.
Ain't no big deal. It might not be tonight, but I'll get it.
Yeah. Oh, I know you will. You've been you've been busy with your own shit going on too, so
working
off.
You still munching on them Cheetos?
Man, hell no. I had to go get me another soda because them bitches are hot as hell. I drank a whole damn can and only ate like 5 chips. Oh, fuck,
God. Your kitchen cabinets must be filled with snacks.
No, I look, the store is right down the street, okay? That is my cabinet. The store is my cabinet. What you talking?
Yeah, that's
what's up. But yeah,
I can sing.
Say what?
I ain't no Don can sing though. I just heard that today, man. I'm like, oh really? Don can sing like that?
What in the hell?
I'm gonna have to put you on the hook with AO then one of these days.
I would love to be on the hook. I would love to.
Yo, I've been trying to get her to sing. Make her sing on the show. Make her sing. D-Money, you're on the spot. You have to sing now.
Let us hear a little something. Come on, man. We heard Lainey, man, on that video. I know it's your turn now.
No, you are not going to get me to sing today. Today it's probably one of the worst.
I know, right? Gosh. She don't want
well,
to sing.
When you get that done, even if it's a video or whatever.
You got to know. I mean, you don't know me like that. DeMonica does, but you got to know that I am dedicated to the show and to DeMonica. I mean, that bitch might not be my blood sister, but that's my sister. Like, I'm totally dedicated to her. If it was not for her in this show and, like, having the love that I do, your ass would not catch me up on here tonight. Not after the day that I've had, I'm ready to say, fuck you, fuck it, fuck everybody.
Damn,
yeah,
I'm gonna
get her to sing one day, though. Don't worry. She'll do it one of these days.
It's been one of those days, like, hell no. Okay.
Wow. I sure hope that everything works out for you, whatever you're going through.
Oh, I'm good. I am beyond good. I am not going to let nobody bring me down. I mean, I have to sit back and laugh. Like, let's see, today I was told that I was a fake-ass wannabe wigger because I chill with black people.
I saw you posted that, but I'm not for the long.
Just funny to me. That's funny to me. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that I'm not racist and I don't raise my kids to be racist and I don't look at the color of anybody's skin. I mean, you could be a goddamn fucking alien with, you know, tentacles coming off your head, and if I thought you were cool, we're going to chill.
Fucking yeah. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. And I'm telling y'all, minions are real, okay?
It's funny you say that because I posted something with my picture and I'm pointing that I'm not Spanish. Hey, Jose, you sound like you're an alien right now. Yeah, we're not even hearing you.
We still can't hear you. There you go. Now we can hear you.
Back here.
See, now we can, dude, I don't know what the hell is wrong with your phone. Maybe it's because you're wiggling while you're talking. I don't know. Are you wiggling while you're talking?
No, it's right in front of me, man. I don't have my phone wiggling when I'm talking to you.
Oh, me.
Because I had a charge, and that's maybe why.
So, D-Money, do you want to hear some more Bishop? Will that make you feel better? or do you want to hear something else?
I'm trying to think of what I'm in the mood for that's on the board right now. I'm like trying to visualize it.
Don't know, cookie cutter bitches.
Oh,
okay, some more.
You know what? That's some good, like, play me some good hate music right now.
I could play, let's see. Where the hell is it? Hold on. Oh my God, I'm losing my brain and my nose is itching and I'm trying to sneeze at the same time. This is just not working.
Tech Nine. All the way fucked up.
Where's that
Tech Nine
song at?
Which one? Dysfunctional?
Nah, the other one. I got another one on here, but it's not. Hobson and Tech N9ne, Rip Your Heart Out. Do you want to hear that one?
Yes. Oh, yes. You know me all too well.
All right, here you go. This is just for you, okay?
Yay.
Well, now that you've all prepared yourselves for the madness, I present to you Hobson and Tech N9ne.
See, I be banging on niggas with rap and voodoo. No slack for you, fools. If you ain't getting the message, I'm slapping through you. My ass is cuckoo. Tracks is brutal. That's the usual shit that we do in Panorama City. No time for no bitches acting too sedity. My niggas is rugged, rude, and kind of gritty. But really explosive. You know this. Come get your daily dosage. I spit that funky shit. Can you see the medic for my halitosis? The flow is as solid as diamonds. Niggas should know that they cannot corrode this. So motherfucker, bow down as if you were trying to suck in your own dick. He think he tight to watch my ass stretch. You put the wrath in filthy, you fags test. You just a sperm cell that climbed the body of your dad's rectum. Motherfucker, I got balls like a mash ketchup. I really can imagine not spazzing on a track to savage. I snapped in, I'm a little fanatic. Sorgasm, cause they witness a madness, nigga. Hey. This that 21 through classic, nigga. Hey. Talking that shit, get your ass whooped, nigga. Hey. Damn it, that nigga, how can he be killing shit if I see him, I'ma blast that nigga?
Peter, coldest. Blow his noses, throw it, explosive. Yo, bitch, knows it. We the coldest. Blow his noses, throw it, explosive. Yo, bitch, knows it. You damn right.
I rip your motherfucking heart out.
Day and night.
I rip your motherfucking heart out.
You damn
nigga,
right.
I rip your motherfucking heart out.
Day and night.
I rip your motherfucking heart out.
Never with a bomb igniter, listen, step to me. Gonna be the one inside of my trajectory. Nigga, better run and hide, I kill excessively.
Sure.
That's my recipe.
Sure.
To the death of me.
Sure.
You don't wanna be the reason I'm a loser.
Sure.
Anybody wanna battle, better cool it.
Sure.
I'ma chop a top and knock 'em bruised. the two bitch sloppy top that I can prove is stupid. Yeah. I'ma fuck them all down, take a Nina, sick and fuck the raw clown. Eager to F it up, even if ever y'all evil, I eat them a fucking y'all sound. Mother, yeah, when I pop at people, they discover the killer stopping evil. What the fuck is y'all tripping over? You're gonna get my governor. Nigga, they calling me Bane like Saddam Hussein. Ain't that a bitch? Cause me and Hop only thing is taking over like Pinky in the brain. I'ma give you the gunner, you're never living when the trigger is summoned. I see you suckers, shaking, shiver, you're running. The niggas are coming, the niggas are coming. Better tell them all that they don't want the Nina Hill to fall, your low life. Soon they're gonna be no life. Doom, gonna go night. Doom's gonna pick your right. Doom, I know what's irking you niggas, you watching me rip it and blow like. Boom!
I lay my shit down like fertilizer. Wow. A murderous word supplier. Working you is my first desire. Cool. If you got a problem with me, you can suck on my dick till it squirts saliva. The whole pen of it, wait, nigga, the serial killer symphony coming from the volume is strange. Get in the way of a killer trying to deliver, you're gonna end up in a trap and I'm throwing your brains. MCs wanna kick the bar down, I fuck the game and even pick your card out. Bitch, you're far out. Hopson and take a Nina, take another, we gon' rip your heart out.
We the coldest, blow hypnosis, throw it, explosive. Yo, bitch, knows it. We the coldest, blow hypnosis, throw it. Explosive, yo bitch knows it. You damn right.
I rip your motherfucking heart out.
Day and night.
I rip your motherfucking heart out.
You damn
nigga,
right.
Nigga, I rip your motherfucking heart out.
Day and night.
I rip your motherfucking heart out.
Well, somebody's ripping somebody's heart out tonight.
Yes. I love
just
you.
Just saying.
So well.
I'm trying to hook up my microphone so I can sit in the house and sing.
Hell yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing. And I don't want Peyton to come punch me in the face.
Girl, I know this is totally random, but I was just scrolling through Facebook. You know those pictures where it says, like, pick the color of your shirt and the object to your right, and that's your superhero name?
Yeah.
Mine's Black Charger.
Oh my God, you know what mine is?
What's yours?
Mine is Black Blanket.
Here comes the Black Blanket and the Black Charger.
Is it left or right?
To your right.
Oh, fuck. No, mine isn't even Blanket. Mine is Mouse. Black Mouse, are you serious right now?
Not his camo phone.
Scarlett's his camo phone.
Camo phone?
Mm-hmm.
So, camo phone, which was Black Mouse?
Yeah, Black Mouse.
Black Mouse and Black Charger. We're on a mission. Y'all fuck the wrong bitches now.
What the fuck is my superhero move supposed to be? Cheese? Like, what the fuck?
What?
Like, for real, what is my superpower supposed to be? Cheese?
I could call your mom.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess so. You're going to cheese all over everybody? I don't know.
I don't know. And Scarlett, I guess her secret move will be to call their mom.
Well, I'm a charger, so, I mean, what the fuck does that make me? I guess I can charge you up.
You can plug them into the wall.
I can plug you
in
and charge you.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get technical about it, you could be the Dodge Charger car. Like, you can turn into a car.
Yeah,
and, like,
a black charger. Yeah. I can run you over and look sexy as fuck while doing it.
Exactly.
Or I can plug you in and charge you up.
Yeah, we're trying to be evil
some
people,
off the wall
not
bitches,
good people.
I'm telling you.
We want to be bad stuff. Babe, I want to hook up this microphone, and I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, God, he stopped washing his hands. I'm scared.
He could have told me he was doing the thing.
I'm
hungry. I'm going to have some strawberry ice cream.
Well, I'm eating those hot potato chips. So what song do you want to play while I'm trying to get all this stuff finished up? Because it's just me and you online right now. What do you want to hear?
You can play whatever you want. How much time we got left? We still got half an hour.
34 minutes. And 9 seconds.
You. Do you want to play some music, or you want to get off early tonight, or what?
We can get off early tonight if you want to.
Oh, it's up to you.
I don't give a shit.
No, I don't give a shit neither. I know what I do give a shit about, though. I miss you and Scarlett.
Aww. Says she misses your face.
I miss your face. Your smushy little face. I just want to pinch your cheek. No, you know who has a smushy face? My grandson. Oh, my God. I just want to pinch his cheek. He's so cute.
Dude, I thought my damn phone just hung up again. I was about to say, oh, my God.
Yeah, if you want to just go ahead and hang up early, we can do that. I think I'm going to hop online and I might look into seeing about renting the car, too, and seeing how cheap that's going to be to just drive.
Okay, that's fine, too.
Because I can rent a car for like a day or two, and I mean, I know I can drive like a motherfucker by myself. I mean, when I drove with Sarah, I drove 14 hours straight one day without stopping, so.
Okay.
All right, well, message me on Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.